Positive leadership. Positive leadership thrives on a belief in tomorrow's potential. To achieve greatness, approach life with a positive outlook. Especially in times of adversity, positive leadership shines brightest. It's not about putting on a facade of false optimism, but rather about having unwavering faith in what lies ahead and the determination to tackle challenges head-on. According to Duke University business professors Manju Puri and David Robinson, hopeful people tend to put in more effort into their work. They not only earn more but also excel in politics and sports. These individuals, who see the bright side, strive to create a better future while others complain or try to sabotage optimistic plans. However, optimism has its drawbacks. Optimistic individuals often have so much faith in a positive future that they overlook inconvenient facts. They convince themselves that with enough hard work, they can bring about a happier tomorrow. Develop positive leadership. Good leaders inspire hope and belief in the future. They know that staying positive helps everyone reach their goals. They understand that being negative holds people and organizations back, so they strive to change that mindset. They focus on bringing their team together and making sure everyone works well together. They also make sure they always act ethically when dealing with their colleagues and teams. Positive leadership and culture. Positive leaders are like architects of good vibes in a workplace. They make sure everyone feels upbeat, and they see this as their main job. The culture of a place shapes what people think will happen and how they act. When it started, its founders Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak knew exactly what kind of culture they wanted. They wanted to shake things up, challenge the norm. And that attitude influenced everything, from who they hired to what they put in their ads to the quality of their products. Ron Hendrick, the force behind Hendrick Automotive Group and Hendrick Motorsports, has transformed his companies into industry leaders. His fervent dedication has propelled them to victory in NASCAR races consistently. At the core of this success is Hendrick's unwavering belief system, shaping a culture where employees strive for excellence. They embody qualities of humility, determination, and compassion. That at Hendrick, hiring isn't just about qualifications, it's about shared values. Only those who align with Hendrick's vision are welcomed into the fold. Southwest Airlines sticks to its values. When business advisors suggested that Southwest Airlines start charging customers for checked bags, the company's leaders had a serious discussion. They thought about what Southwest stands for and who their customers are. In the end, they decided to stay true to their values. Southwest Airlines is all about affordable air travel for everyone, especially the average flyer, so they decided not to add baggage fees. This decision paid off big time. As a result, the airline made more money and grabbed a bigger piece of the market. Leadership impact on culture. The values you live by every day matter more than the principles you talk about. As a leader, the energy you show affects your colleagues and the culture you aim to create. During World War II, Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister of Britain, appeared notably younger than before the war. He boosted the nation with speeches that showed his inner strength. Former Campbell Soup CEO Doug Conant consistently communicated his vision for the company, regardless of audience size. This practice persisted through both challenging times and times of prosperity. By continually reinforcing his vision, Conant effectively steered everyone towards common goals and motivations. Leadership demands clarity in vision and direction. People seek guidance on what they can strive for and where to channel their efforts. Leaders who communicate this clearly provide hope and give power to employees to believe in achieving seemingly insurmountable goals together. Build confidence for success. Confidence is your secret weapon. Without it, you might give up on your goals when faced with challenges. Many people quit their jobs because they start to feel like their efforts are pointless. They lack the belief in themselves to keep going. But there's a better way. Imagine a brighter future and focus on making it happen. If you want to achieve something, you've got to believe in yourself. It's okay if you're not naturally optimistic. You can learn to see the good in things. Building confidence is a skill you can develop, and it's worth it because it will not only help you but also inspire others. James Gills, who completed 6 double triathlons by age 59, advises talking to yourself instead of listening to negative thoughts. By doing so, you can uplift your mood and overcome self-doubt based on age or other factors. Engaging in positive self-talk helps you replace pessimistic thoughts with a hopeful outlook, strengthening you to take action towards your goals. Combat negativity in your team. Negative thoughts can be like barking dogs, intimidating at first, but they back down when you confront them. If you let negativity take hold, it can wreck your team or organization. Dwight Cooper, a former basketball player and coach who co-founded the successful nursing staffing firm PPR, warns that complaining is like a contagious disease that can infect and destroy your company. To combat this, Cooper implemented a rule at his company: employees can't complain unless they also propose at least two solutions to the problem they're highlighting. Tackle energy vampires in your organization. Got some energy vampires sucking the life out of your workplace? Don't panic, but it's time to put on your superhero cape and deal with them head on. You don't have to kick them out, but you sure can help them change their ways. Energy vampires thrive in a culture that lets them, so let's change that. Make it crystal clear that your workplace is a no-energy vampire zone. Spread the word that one negative Nancy can mess up the vibe for everyone. Once everyone knows positivity is the name of the game, energy vampires will feel like fish out of water. Develop positive team culture. To build a winning team, it's crucial to know your beliefs and how you want others to perceive you. Michael Phelps, the swimming champion, emphasized this before the 2016 Olympics. During training, he heard negative remarks and reminded everyone that they all chose to pursue Olympic-level training. He encouraged positivity, knowing it fuels team success. Alan Mulally faced a similar challenge when he became CEO of Ford. The company's different regions operated independently, hindering collaboration. Mulally introduced the One Ford plan to unite the company. Despite skepticism, he transformed Ford's culture by developing confidence and unity. Leaders must cultivate positivity within their teams. Without it, organizations risk fragility. When positivity starts at the top, it strengthens the entire organization. Train your mind in stressful situations. Ever felt like your brain split in two during high-stress moments? Well, it kind of is. Picture it like this. You've got your survival-focused reptilian brain, and then there's the rational, affectionate neocortex. When stress hits, the reptilian brain takes over, leaving rational thinking and warm feelings out in the cold. But here's the kicker. You've got a tiny window to stop it. Take a deep breath and think of something good. It's like hitting pause on the stress train. Leadership potential. Leadership thrives on love. Positive leaders show that love fuels effective leadership. To achieve greatness in your family or organization, prioritize loving those you lead. Instead of merely enforcing rules, focus on building strong connections with your team. This approach fosters engagement and boosts performance. Effective leadership also hinges on open communication. Avoid letting negativity and gossip poison the atmosphere. Engage with team members facing tough challenges to gather insights for making informed decisions. Optimistic leaders prioritize the well-being of their team members. Take a cue from George Raveling's journey. After coaching college basketball for 3 decades, he pivoted to broadcasting before landing a role at Nike at 62. Now, at 80, he still finds his time at Nike fulfilling. Raveling's secret? He never stops learning. He devours 50 books a year and aims to leave a positive mark wherever he goes. Follow his lead. Keep educating yourself, striving to be better, and lending a hand to others. It's the recipe for a successful and fulfilling life. Inspire action. To rally support, inspire with a clear message. Don't stress about the workload or losing sight of your goals. Start by knowing why you're leading. Without clarity on what matters, guiding others becomes tough. Draft a declaration outlining your vision and goals. Get people excited and involved in achieving company objectives. Encourage team members to bring enthusiasm daily. Their energy can uplift everyone, enriching both themselves and others. Open your potential. Want to be a leader who rocks? It's all about being positive and kicking negativity to the curb. Angela Duckworth's research at the University of Pennsylvania revealed a secret sauce for success: grit. That means not giving up when life throws lemons at you. Positive leaders? They're the ones who change the game. They prove that you don't have to settle for the status quo. Say no to negativity, both in your personal life and at work. Think you're not cut out for positivity? Think again. You've got what it takes to lead with sunshine vibes. Being a leader isn't about where you come from or what your story is. It's about how you handle challenges. And guess what? You can do it, no matter your age or background. Tanya Walters' inspiring journey. Tanya Walters, a school bus driver in Los Angeles, noticed her students struggling academically. Rather than turning a blind eye, she took action. She challenged them to excel, and when they succeeded, she rewarded them with a marine biology cruise. Not stopping there, she founded the Godparents Youth Organization, providing trips and mentorship to students in need. Instead of simply driving her bus, Tanya chose to make a difference as a positive leader, shaping the world one student at a time. Key points. 1. Positive leadership fosters belief in future potential, inspiring resilience and effort amid adversity. 2. Produce a positive culture aligned with shared values to drive unity and success. 3. Effective leaders prioritize open communication, love, and engagement for team cohesion and performance. 4. Combat negativity by fostering clear communication and solutions-driven approaches. 5. Promote leadership potential through positivity, grit, and a clear vision, inspiring action. 6. Develop confidence and resilience with positive self-talk, overcoming self-doubt for success. 7. Inspire through impactful actions, embodying positive leadership in every endeavor.